أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا ولو ظلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا. يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا. We continue our discussion of ayat number 118 and then 119, 120 and 121 of Surah An-Nisa. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about shirk. Allah Rabbul Izzat forgives all sins except that a person commits shirk, that is ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala was very clear that when a person commits shirk, he is not calling upon anyone else, وَإِن يَدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا, but he is calling upon Shaitan, the rebellious, the one that rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed. Curse means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cast him away, far away from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Shaitan had pledged to Allah ta'ala, وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا, that I will take from your servants a fixed portion. In other words, those obviously who had not accepted the hidayat, whose hearts had become hard, they were arrogant, they did not want to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will take hold of them. And what would I do with them? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here from ayat number 119. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ. The first thing is this, that I will lead them astray. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person does not obey Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala had sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah ta'ala had sent kitab. On the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given every person, every individual fitrah. And that fitrah, what it refers to is the capacity to understand tawheed, the capacity to understand the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If a person does not use it, misuses it, abuses it, turns away, then khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala thereafter seals the heart of that individual, then he becomes or she becomes vulnerable to shaitan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard each and every one of us. Wala umanniyannahum. Then I will grant that person hopes, false hopes. And that is our life in this material world. That shaitan continues to give us false hopes, such hopes that are not realistic, such hopes that are not even fulfilled in the lifetime of an individual, and maybe not even 10 lifetimes of an individual, of 10 people also. Those hopes are very lengthy hopes, and hence in that way we will say that they are wishes that a person will have that will never be fulfilled, and that is instilled into the heart by shaitan. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ. And then I will command them. What will be the command? فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. Then they will begin to slit the ears of animals. Now this was unique to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then in different ways it will continue till the day of Qiyamah. That in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what the Quraysh used to do was that when animals were born in different ways, they used to make those animals unique and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to leave them in the grazing lands only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to say that these animals are for Allah. But how they would pinpoint these animals? They will slit the ear, or they will cut the ear of that animal. In other words, those animals, sorry, not for Allah Ta'ala, but in the name of their idols, they would leave these animals to free roam. And those animals will be in the pastures in the name of their idols. Now that is totally unacceptable. If anyone even slaughters an animal and takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, but the sacrifice is not for Allah, it is in the name of anyone else but Allah ta'ala, it is not permissible. So although effectively here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about what was in vogue in a particular way at the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, any animal that is sacrificed in the name of anyone else but Allah ta'ala, even if Allah ta'ala's name was taken at the time of sacrifice, that is from shaitan. In other words, it is not the ibadat of Allah, it is the ibadat of ghairullah, someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ. And then I will command them, فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And then they will change the khalq, they will change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One example that has been given in the hadith Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala curses that person that tattoos someone else and the person that is tattooed, that woman that trims her eyebrows, and a woman that files her front teeth, in other words, for beautification, not for any medical purposes. So in the time when Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he made riwayat of this hadith, one woman, when she said Allah ta'ala cursed, one woman said to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I read the Quran from cover to cover. And these were the women of those days also that they studied the Quran Sharif. And I did not find any ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this curse. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked her that did you ever come across the ayat of the Quran Kareem, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. That whatever the Rasul had given, take, and whatever the Rasul had prohibited from, then refrain, restrain. I had come across that ayat, then he said, whatever Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had cursed, Allah ta'ala had cursed. Whatever he had forbidden, Allah ta'ala had forbidden. So in this way, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said in that riwayat, that is also changing the khalq, the creation of Allah ta'ala. So in any way, if a person changes how Allah ta'ala created, then that will be regarded as changing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيَّا. Whoever takes shaitan as a bosom friend, مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, leaving Allah ta'ala instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. Then such a person has fallen into a manifest and clear loss. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّهِمْ. Two things. Shaitan will promise, and that will be a false promise. وَيُمَنِّهِمْ. Shaitan will give false hopes, and those will be very lengthy hopes that will never be fulfilled. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And shaitan does not promise but غُرُور, and that is deception. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Whoever takes shaitan as their bosom friend, their abode is the fire of Jahannam. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ عَنْهَا مَحِيصًا. And they will never find an escape from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide us, keep us on the sirati mustaqim, and never ever make us vulnerable and become victims of shaitan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayk.